parties, and we have Digicel and GT&T. That's Mr. Kelly, or Mr. Dean, sorry, if you could introduce your team. And I'd just like to note, we're asking everyone to please use the mics, because we are recording the proceedings, as much as it may seem like a bit of an absurdity. Thanks.
We did. Okay, morning everyone. My name is Kevin Kelly, I'm the CEO of Digicel. To my left is Latoya Hobbs, who's our legal advisor. Stephen Fraser needs no introduction, I'm sure, even for the recording. Gregory Dean is regional CEO of all of Guyana and Suriname and other places, Trinidad, etc., etc.
Morning. Justin Ned, and CEO of GTT, and I've got Mark Reynolds, who's the director of our regulatory and compliance team, and Jean Evelyn, consultant, and of course Jean needs no introduction. So. Thanks.
Commissioner Forth, Justice Prem Prasad on his right, Commissioner Solomon, and to his right, Commissioner Bissessar. To the chairman's left is Commissioner Della Britton.
I know we're looking at
a complaint that has been filed by Digicel, and so I believe it would be correct for me to hand over straight to Digicel. The chair of the proceedings, of course, is Justice Prem Prasad.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the Commission. Good morning, members of GT&T. As I understand it, today was set by the PUC for the hearing on Digicel's complaint as to non-compliance with minimum rates by GT&T on the international offering. There has been a lot of correspondence between the parties, both preceding and subsequent to the consideration of the hearing. I think that that's the best way to put it. Digicel has taken the position that the matter which the Commission is presently considering is one which is a very simple issue and one which need not necessarily engage a full hearing. It conceives of the difficulty arising from a bundle of rates offered or advertised by GT&T, which results, in Digicel's view, in the necessary offering of international rates beneath the rates which have been approved by the PUC. If that is the case, and there need be a hearing, I suppose we'll have to consider the process that might take, bearing in mind the impending changes in the Commission. But if not, and if, as we believe, it can be dealt with simply, maybe by brief discussion and agreement between the parties, and GT&T adheres to the minimum rates, then we could be out of here in no time at all. But of course, we don't have conduct of these proceedings. We would only like to state what our understanding of where we are. Now, I know that the chairman is going to say, but as you brought us here, I would like to say that the reason why we are here, I think, is only because of the provisions of the enactment, which I suppose are being applied a little differently than Digicel has been accustomed to have them being applied in the past.
esteem. Now, Mr. Fraser rightly said that Digicel was, they are the party that brought us here, and as a result of that, DGT is prepared to respond to the concerns that you have laid before the Commission. Several opportunities were provided to you to have discussions, but you continue to write, and as a result of that, we're only hearing of this on the 11th hour. And as a result of that, there are several issues which are tangential to this concern that we have aired before the PUC, and that you're fully aware of, in light of our complaint that has been laid before the PUC in relation to the illegal bypass position that Digicel has, and several complaints have been laid to that effect from October 2016 and most recently from March 9, 2017. Now, your particular concern is in relation to the bundles and in relation to the international concerns of your customers in relation to the international minutes. And our concern touches on concerns that. Excuse me. I'm going to review what I was saying. I do realize that there was a discussion between you. I apologize. No, right. So Digicel correctly has brought this, Digicel has brought this concern. No, well, I am going to repeat what I am saying.
Thank you very much.
You understand? I am going to repeat what I am saying, because Digicel brought this concern in relation to the bundles and the international, the concern of your international allowances afforded to your customers. And GTT is bringing our concern that we had for October 2016 in relation to the illegal bypass that is laid from quarantine to Burbies. Quarantine in Burbies, and it is now channeling bandwidth into Georgetown, much to the detriment of the consumers and to the taxpayers of Guyana. Sir Chairman, in relation to the current proceedings, this touches on concerns, allowances of international voice and data transmission that is between the parties and also the consumers of Guyana. And this actually touches on concerns, the allowances for the consumers of GTT and Digicel.
Chairman, look, we can come here and just lean.
Yes, they're before the court.
Like, I can equally say to you that GTT has been
so in
this country up.
I don't want us to get emotional about what is a simple matter.
Yeah.
Digicel raised the issue of our bundles being anti-competitive. And I just wanted us to really highlight that when we look at our international traffic, it is abundantly clear that Digicel uses its illegal and unlawful link from Suriname to Georgetown to bypass GTT's network and to totally ignore the fact that we have an interconnection agreement that provides Digicel an avenue to originate and terminate international traffic.
May I finish? Members of the commission, I would just like indicate that unless there's a complaint before this commission in relation to that, we should not be sidetracked.
Basically, go back and forth and trade insults. The point is,
this is a matter of fact.
If I find that this thing is getting short, I'm going to join the market for it.
So,
I would certainly like to assume the matter has become disorderly. Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So as I was saying, DigiCell utilizes an avenue of the international link to originate and terminate their international calls. So we find it quite surprising that they would now cry foul if we simply try to run our business. In fact, when we look at the response from our customers on this great bundle that we put out, they're related that they now have the freedom of being able to make international calls, make WhatsApp calls, use their data, make local calls with much simplicity. On the eve of liberalization, and I thought that in a liberalized environment, which we certainly want, and I know DigiCell has always said that they're looking forward to liberalization, even though their F-1 filing in 2015 may suggest something different. We thought that on the eve of liberalization, we want to give the customers the freedom of choice and convenience. So I'm actually very appalled that it's come to this. And I think this is simply a case where DigiCell feels slighted because they don't get their way. And what they're looking for here today is for this to be swept under the table and we go home. But we actually did make a complaint to the commission in October. We've actually been raising this issue for several years.
That complaint is not before us. I questioned the lawyer earlier, but the relevance of those proceedings. All we have is a complaint from the legislature that you have a promotion which they are saying ought to be shared with them. The facilities or the benefits of that. That's all we have here to do here today. If I'm representing him properly, correct me. How would you respond to their objection?
Look, 1 minute. Okay. Can I say Mr. Fredo is speaking for this?
Mr. Chairman,
I think that I would be the point person, but from time to time we will have to hand off to the technical people.
Well, yes, a lot as well as we go to have.
That was what I was trying to do just now, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, well, try control your side. Put it up.
The exuberance of you.
You hold it, me and I have a little long time. Yeah, sorry, yeah. Yeah.
Right. So, Sir Chairman, in terms of our position.
You're in Guyana.
It is our position the promotion does no harm to DigiCell's business and is not anti-competitive in any nature. Yeah. Setting our prices for our consumers. And this is afforded to DigiCell on the basis of proportionality to its actions of DigiCell by having an illegal telephony business being supported by an authorized activity from Burbies into Georgetown. Such activity by DigiCell. No, but there is.
I think I'll go to Joe, this one, I'll tell you after that. All I'm asking you,
yes,
is to respond to this. Why should we share with them?
Well, no, but I'm giving you but Chairman.
There are two issues. One, we're not certified. We haven't made any finding that they are doing whatever you say. And secondly, the man is going to I am told that the man is before the court. No. It is before the court in Guyana. In the Congress of you, they said you cannot talk about it. So, what you go outside the borders of Guyana, I'm not going to go to the court. So, talk about it. So, please don't deal with that issue.
why this issue is
not the chairman? So, Mr. Chairman, under the guise of hiding stuff before the courts, would it be appropriate for us to somehow take this to the court and then it's not subject to discussion? Simply saying that the matter is before the court, this illegal link, no. Actually, the illegal link is not before the court.
No, what part is before the court? Chairman,
the issue of bypass in relation to a matter that was filed in 2009, that is in relation to international voice traffic, which is a totally issue that is different from this issue that we have currently that we filed in October 2016. That matter has languished in the courts for the last 6 years, 7 years, 8 years actually.
If I may, before the court, is a constitutional challenge to whether or not the property monopoly is a monopoly at all. That is all encompassing. So I can give, because I've been around here longer than all of them, except of course Mr. Jean, I can give a history of the allegations of illegality, the non-existence of a monopoly, the misinterpretation of the license, which could keep us here for quite a while. So I would only like to ask Mr. Chairman that we deal with the complaint. And I would like to add too, I'd like to underline the fact that our complaint is based on an order made by this commission. This is not an academic argument as to whether there's bypass or monopoly or anything like that. There's an existing order. The only question that is by way of complaint here is that that order has been violated. We are very restrained in our addressing this figment which has been foisted on the public of Guyana since 1990. And we would not like to be sidetracked into that, so we'd like to ask that we deal specifically with our complaint, in respect of which there is an existing order, which I think is very clear. May I ask Mr. Greg Dean to address, because he's been trying to say something for quite a while.
I mean, Chairman, Gene has been around with this similar issue for quite some time, and there's always been an issue in terms of if GT&T is offering a promotion as it relates to international rates, how can Digicel customers access the same rates? I think there's been an understanding over the years that, you know, whatever promotion is done on one side, you know, somehow a mechanism is found to have the same promotion available to customers of Digicel as well. And Justin mentioned, you know, that the promotion is going well and GT&T customers love the promotion and he's interested in liberalization for Guyana, etc. Then, for us the simple thing is, why can't a mechanism be found to offer the same thing to Digicel's customers? That's our only... The reason we're saying that we don't think the hearing is necessary is because this is something we've discussed over the years and agreed mutually, sometimes through the commission, but you know, there's probably been 6 or 7 instances where we've had this and we've found a way to accommodate all mobile customers of Guyana. So I don't see why, you know, on this occasion it's any different. And if Justin believes that, you know, liberalization is around the corner, you know, then wait the 1 month or 2 months, if that's, you know, the position you hold. Because then it's an open season, everyone could offer the customers whatever they want competitively. But I think as it is right now, if, as per our interconnection agreement, we get a discount from GT&T based on the PUC-regulated rate. If the PUC's regulated rate to the U.S. right now is $100, we get a discount on that, so we get $70, for instance, we pay GT&T. How can we offer a promotion where we're giving rates of $30? And that's the... So all we're saying is either we find a mechanism or we just set a interim promotional rate so everyone can benefit. We have no issue with the promotion. We are not asking for the promotion to be stopped in any way. We're just saying find a mechanism for DigiSource customers to have the same promotion as well.
Mr. Chairman, it seems like we can be all over the place indeed. But I would like to return to the letter we sent the commission in response to the complaint. And the response we gave said the following. But let me just pray, see what it says essentially to my mind. That we are laboring under the impression that contrary to its license, Digicel has an international business. Now, if you have an international business, you need to persuade me as to why I should be sharing mine. This argument we have started with. So you ask why the bypass come in. I'm saying to you the bypass comes in because that facility makes running an international business trivial. The interconnection itself allows the person who runs that business to connect with every Guyanese customer, by definition. So we were laboring under the impression that here we are, believing that we had an international license that was exclusive, but it is not true. Digicel has an international business also. Now if Digicel has the international business, I get on with my business, and they get on with their business. Now,
the reason why I'm saying it's a wonderful position is that you don't have any issue.
No.
It's common international business. Just let's be with the order.
No.
Which regulates you really.
No.
End of matter. Like, Trump was evil.
No, ideally.
That's where we are.
Okay. Now, ideally, if we were living in the jungle, it would be fine to stop there. And this is why we are here. Because the same entity to whom we must complain is the same entity to which Digicel complained. So we were saying to ourselves, let us take this opportunity since this matter has arisen to see if we can at last, after 5+ years, get a resolution as to how it is we want the sector to run, because we still are free yet. Now that is the issue that the commission has to grapple with. You have one person who the licensing authorities and imposing any sanctions or any reprimand on, and you have another company that, I mean, we have complained literally on every issue before we go to the court to every public authority that matters. Sometimes the president, always the minister, because there are financial implications, the Minister of Finance, the head of the Presidential Secretariat, the telecoms director, who I might add, sir, in the history of the office, has never directly answered any correspondence from me. So the question is, where does one go at that juncture? So I understand that we will grapple here with something that is a little thorny, and this is why the angle on which my colleagues start appears to have opened the door for you to say, well, these two matters are not connected in any way, but they are. So you have to this morning persuade me, sir, one, whether I am correct in laboring under the impression that Digicel has an international business. I mean, remember, I just speculated based on the capability of the facility they've put in place. If you tell me they don't, it brings us a little closer to the old-time resolution of the matter. Otherwise, it doesn't. And then if you tell me they do, then it raises a whole host of other concerns which someone has to resolve. So this is my small contribution to us breaking into this big matter.
Thank you, Mr. Kelly,
please. Yeah.
Chairman, GT&T are putting up a smoke screen. We're not objecting to their promotion. We're objecting to the international aspect. We're asking is that you extend the same courtesy as you had done previously. They've breached they breached the PUC order. It's very simple. They're talking about 15 different things that are between the courts. I would ask the public to judge, you know, whether GT&T are being sincere in saying that they're, you know, in favour of liberalisation when they've held it up for like the last 5 years. We can throw back and forth insults, but it's very, very simple. The simple matter is they have breached the PUC order, and all I'm asking, Chairman, is that you extend the same promotional rate to Digicel, not for Digicel's sake, but for the sake of all the Guyanese and customers. It's that simple. And we can go back and forth on who did what and what, but it's not moving the country forward, and it's not moving, you know, it's not moving this process forward. It's a really simple process. You guys are trying to put up a smokescreen. There's an order there, and the order is very simple, and you guys have breached it, and that's all there is to it. Yeah.
While you label the fact that there is an order, I am labeling the fact that there are laws. So while you might argue that I have breached a commission order, I am discussing nothing that is before the court. It is true, as Stephen has said, that the constitutional case is before the court. It is completed. We are waiting a decision and a judgment. This is what is not coming. The case has finished a long time. In the case of the bypass case, which doesn't touch this at all, it is languishing for how many years? But you're saying that you're not breaking a law, but you have to address the facility you've put down.
Mr. Chairman and Commissioners, may I please? I always listen to Jean very carefully. And listening to him this morning, I understand his concerns, and I suppose they arise from the fact that he's been in the trenches, I don't know, since 1990, deflecting various challenges by many newcomers. Digicel was one of those newcomers. But we have another issue here, I think, which subsumes it. I think that GT&T runs a submarine cable out of Suriname, and I think that it resisted any regulation by the PUC, rebuffed it. That is something that, you know, we could raise. It is something that we can say, look, we want equal treatment. And there are a number of other things that we, you know, we can go into. But I would like to say that, yes, I agree with Gene that there are laws. If those laws are to be dealt with, there are several ways in which they can approach them. All we are saying is that today, there is only one issue before this tribunal. That is all that we are saying. And I think it has been repeated over and over and over again. Now, are the two issues related? No, they are not. As a matter of rates, once either party goes beneath the bottom line, I think then the other party has cause for complaint. And that's all that we are dealing with today. I'm sure that the commission, in its discretion, can set another day or fix a hearing for the issues raised by GT&T, at which point in time they will be adequately addressed.
So, Kevin, thanks for this spirited response. Really appreciate it. But the fact of the matter is that we both run businesses. And for certain, GTT wants to provide more service to our customers. What we are saying is that we will continue to do the bundles, we will continue to offer the international service to our customers. From Digicel's perspective, and we've got the numbers to show, we've shown the commission, we've shown many people in the private sector and the government, that the illegal link is an avenue that is used by Digicel to carry traffic in and out of Guyana. We have all the evidence of the existence of the link. We have spoken to the regulators in Suriname who are also very aware of the link. And we're actually very surprised that it continues. So if we're here today to talk about why don't we give Digicel the rates, when in actual fact, Digicel runs their own international business and does not depend on GTT for interconnection, we get token traffic from Digicel. It's baffling to me why there is a complaint when you actually get all the margins, especially from the inbound international traffic. And I am not sure where the profits are held, if it's in a high tax or a low tax jurisdiction, but that's another matter. But it's really, I think this is absolutely irrelevant because you could run your business and you will continue to run your business as you do right now. It's a matter of law and the government to deal with your international illegal bypass, but it's there and you use it. So why are we here?
Again, I've been practicing today to listen carefully, but I heard Mr. Ned say unequivocally that he will continue to run his promotion. There's only one interpretation that I could put in that, which is that regardless of what the PUC says or does, or its regulatory authority, GT&T will continue to run its promotion. I do not believe that at this point in time, if GT&T is of the view that it can do whatever it wants, whenever it wants, regardless of an order made by the PUC, that it serves any purpose for us being here. This is indeed unfortunate. But, Mr. Chairman and members of the Commission, I can only ask you to find that if you have not set a date for the hearing of GT&T's complaint, it should not be entertained today. I can only ask, I know that GT&T has already indicated that it will not abide by any order, and this is true no less than Mr. Ned, the Chief Executive Officer. I can only ask that the Commission exercises its undoubted authorities at this stage. But I do not think that in my years of practice before this Commission, I've ever heard any public utility say that it will disregard the order of the Commission.
Just me. There are a couple of points that were made earlier. I think one of them is that I know that the Commission is stated in various correspondence back and forth between Digicel, the Commission, and GT&T to some extent. And basically, it was a complaint that generally when you have promotions, sometimes or many times, the offer, particularly the offer on the outbound promotional rates, are not made available to Digicel. Just going back to where we were around in 2007, I think about May and early on, we would have had a slew of complaints in that regard. I remember distinctly you had a particular complaint with respect to the zoning of countries when GT&T had a promotion on the international. We agreed, GT&T agreed, that they would be able to make that offer to the digital consumers. I think there's one distinction here with respect to what we're looking at when we're looking at this particular complaint. And that distinction really is that there's a bundled promotion offer going on that stretches across and encompasses data, SMS, and voice. We also recognize in passing that you also have now, supposedly, to some extent, a fourth generation service, which means that a lot of persons will be making use of data, particularly if you look at a data plan that we have on both offers from Digicel and GT&T, I think around 200 megabytes. I'm not sure, the last we had checked was 130 megabytes. I think that has changed with respect to Digicel. We know that people are now using the internet platforms, the applications that you have for voice call. When we were looking at this entirely and when we thought that we would have to fix a hearing, it is for that reason that we were looking at this one as a complaint, because there's some legitimacy perhaps in what Digicel may be saying, and that we wanted to look at it basically in the context and make that distinction between the previous promotions that were being offered strictly almost on the international outbound as opposed to this particular bundled service. Because there are a lot of different changes. When we look from 2007, 2008 coming down, things have changed in terms of technology and the usage of the data on your smartphones now. So I think that is why we thought it may be a good forum for us to have ventilated the issues currently before us. But just going back to the complaint itself proper, I know that GT&T is arguing that you should be looking at the issue of the quote-unquote unlicensed Surnam link, I think it is. I think that, and I do know that the CEO would have brought this to our attention in October of last year. A communication was sent to us. I don't know that this would be the forum really for us to be looking at that particular argument. I know the commission, when we have decided that we are coming here to sit here to listen to this complaint, we would like to deal with the issue really of what is before us. And that is basically that exact issue of whether, and this is Digicel's argument, that it's anti-competitive and that promotion therefore should be extended to Digicel, presuming it is anti-competitive. I know with respect to the other communication on the unlicensed, the allegation that was made on the unlicensed Suriname link, I know that we are looking at that separately. So I don't know if we want to get into, and I think if we start to get into all of this crosstalk and this, to me, what I think is a simple issue, we're going to get into, this is going to get out of totally out of control. I think that's an important point to note.
Seeing that there is silence,
I'd like to take advantage of that. Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, I would like, and this is following from a point that the Secretary said, I would like to indicate that even if Digicel was to offer the same bundle, because of the interconnection invoices, GT&T says that we only pass nominal traffic to them. That's not true. Because of the interconnection invoices, in fact, we would be subsidizing in more ways than one the bundle. So I don't think that it's as simple as just giving Digicel the same bundle. But be that as it may, I'm sure that we would be happier to be permitted the same bundle.
Just to be clear, though, the issue is not whether it's in a bundle. The issue is the starting rate based on the monthly invoices that come from GT&T to Digicel. So what's the starting rate you're going to offer us the discount on? That's the only suppose the reason for the hearing, we are trying to avoid a situation where we have disputes and invoices down the line, because we could very well come at the end of the month and say, well, the rates, retail rate we're collecting from customer X is $10. Is GT&T going to be prepared to offer us a discount from the starting rate to $10? They're going to say, no, the PUC's rate is $100. That's the only issue here. I mean, the only thing for me is just set an interim rate, and just set an interim rate very from your order of $100, set an interim rate that's low enough, and then let's just get on with it. Because I don't think we're going to get anywhere here, because we seem to be going wrong and wrong in a circle. So unless the commission is with, the commission could either review GT&T's promotion and then decide what they think is the average rate, average retail rate the customers are paying, or something. But there has to be some change or variation to the rate as it stands right now. Otherwise, the customers of Digicel cannot benefit from the international call.
So I just want to be clear,
because like Stephen, I think this morning I'm practicing careful hearing. Now, I want us to, from a GTT perspective, stand by the assertion that Digicel is passing nominal traffic through GTT. Stephen said that's not true. We actually have the numbers to prove it, and we would be delighted to share it with anybody that wants to see it. On the issue of offering Digicel an international rate, as Gregory suggested, now, I don't want the commission to be swayed by Digicel's influence of almost instructing the PUC what to do. I'm sure that as an independent body, you would undertake the necessary analysis and come to your own decision.
Commission, I think that the secretary made a very good point, and I don't think that we all grasp exactly what the secretary was getting at. At least in my mind, what he's saying is that given the extensive change in the technology in the industry over recent years, it is quite possible that if I asked Digicel to produce evidence that my promotion is hurting Digicel, it will prove extremely difficult. Because one voice service is priced at zero, and one is priced at whatever price it PUC sets, or promotional price, etc. Just one moment, sir. Right? In other words, the voice market now, we are dealing with a remnant of it. So if you said if the price, the official price is 100, and the promotional price is 30, the official price to 90% of the consumers is still zero. So where is the impact? And all of this, in addition to the fact that no one has persuaded me so far that I'm not correct, that Digicel has its own business, unlawful or lawful, they have their own international business. If you have sand, why are you waiting on sand from me? You have the thing. Then we got to address whether the thing is formal, informal, official, unofficial, legal, and illegal. But those two things, I think the secretary is making a very good point, and we should examine that. If in the context of the new technological innovations and the applications and all the hundreds of things, if this is really material.
So we have a zero rate. So I think Mr. Tweed is very impressed with what you're doing. Yeah, so we have a zero rate.
Your Honor, just a quick word, really, because I think that that the original thing is we have two issues. That is the one about the rates for the promotion, and the other one is about the Suriname story. I think we're met here to look at the first one. We can't look at both together, or we get nowhere in this hearing. Secondly, sir, the JT&D talks about the consumers being looked at, but in the landline rates, in all of this talk of extending.
Three things at once.
No, I'm so, talking so, about.
So, I don't.
I'm talking about.
Your whole thing was built on aggression. Your whole thing was built on aggression, sir.
You're going to take adjournment at this point in time. You're going to adjourn. Yeah. From the utility company, can you tell us what are the terms and conditions? Because the docket below the terms and conditions apply. We have to know what are the terms and conditions apply so that we can consider all this. So we are expecting that in future we get at least 48 hours notice before any commission, any promotion would commence. We hope you don't have to make any reminder. We find the application from Digicel or the complaint by Digicel that they are prejudiced because of the anti-competitive nature of the promotion. We find it difficult to make a finding on that issue at this point in time. And having regard to the complaint made, we want to assure ourselves and the authority and the utility company whether the order is anti-competitive in its delivery, in its application and its function. So we're going to ask that GT&T supply information as to the number of subscribers to the bundle, because the bundle offering, and the minutes of usage of both local and overseas. In the process also, we are asking if Digicel can, having made a complaint, show us how they may have suffered as a result of the promotion which is undertaken by GT&T. We need as early as possible time to put your legal information. Yes. We ask that this information can be submitted within 5 days. What we have requested, we review it, and then we. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, may I just raise one issue?
Yeah.
Which I think might have escaped.
Which might have escaped our consideration. The bundle, as I understand, is GT&T, and this is not
trying to challenge or to go back to your ruling. Let me just make that very clear. This is an additional comment. And it arises out of something, actually, that the Secretary indicated, which I think that all of us should have an interest in. The bundle, as I understand it from GT&T, has three components. It has the voice, the data, and SMS. In relation to voice, there was a tariff hearing and rate set. In relation to SMS, my recollection was that at some point in time, several years ago, rates were set. Maybe the Secretary could verify that. As far as I'm aware, there was a hearing in relation to data. So that what we're talking about here is just voice. Because we cannot take into account the data in this is simply because the data is not or was not ever subject to a tariff. So that like has to be compared with like. So there are only two categories, respectfully, that the commission can take into account in determining whether or not the rate is anti-competitive.
Chairman, in terms of what was said by Mr. Fraser, what he's trying to do at this point is to try and, after you have made your ruling respectfully, is to color it. You have made your...
He is not in the primary order, just want to make an observation.
So. Well, that is not how... Well, that's how I interpret it.
Thank you very much. We're
going to review
the information
that was submitted. Yeah, go ahead. Yes, sir. You were just talking about the two companies, and but the consumers think about what, how they were discriminated against. I think that, as we see it, Digicel consumers were discriminated against. And two, the landline consumers were discriminated against in the rates.
Yeah.
Why I say the landline? Because in GT&T's letter, and I shall read the paragraph here, that talks about consumers.
Yeah.
So when I said landline and consumers, yeah, it raised a laugh. But it's their own laugh, because I'm just quoting from GT&T's letter.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, I'm just observing, sir, that think about the position of how consumers would on those two levels.
Thank you very much. That is why we're going to review all the information that we get. Okay. With respect to the first part, you will assist you regarding the rates and the scheme and show where they have been prejudiced at the result of the other. Thank you very much.
Chairman, before we vote, yes, has absolutely nothing to do with the hearing, and it will not be recorded.
But
I would just like to ask